Hi everyone, Hindy Pearson here from caringforseniordog.com. Today I'd like to talk to you about dealing with a hyperactive dog. Now, first of all, you don't know if your dog is really hyperactive and has a medical condition, or you just think he's hyperactive because he has a little bit more energy than you would have liked. So the first thing I think you should do really is take him to the vet and make sure that he's healthy and he has no medical issues. But what I do recommend also is you try and take a video of him when you believe he's being hyper, because just going to the vet and saying, hey, my dog is hyper, is not really enough information for him to go on. But if you show him a video of how your dog is reacting, then he can give you a better indication of whether he thinks there's actually a medical problem or your dog is just bored and understimulated. So we're going to assume that your dog is fine. So here are the things that you can do. So basically, many people think their dogs are hyper, but like I mentioned, it's just that they adopted the wrong energy level for their lifestyle. So if you were hoping for, you know, a dog that liked to sit on your lap most of the time and was happy with short walks throughout the day, and that's not what you got, then sorry, the planning was not that great. But you have your dog, and the worst thing you can do is now want to dump him somewhere because you got one that you didn't expect. So there are lots of things you can do to help, though. First of all, you need to make a schedule because dogs need schedules and they need routines. If, you know, someone feeds him at 7 and then another day someone feeds him at 9 and then someone forgets to feed him and doesn't feed him till the afternoon, I mean, that already is a very bad start because your dog has no idea what's happening, when it's happening. So the best thing to do is, it doesn't have to be exactly 7 o'clock every single morning, but within a few minutes. So feed him every day at the same time and walk him approximately the same time every single day, not, you know, whenever, when someone remembers, when someone has time. And you'll see that already will make the world of difference. Now, putting your dog in the backyard, I mean, you know, if you want to have him quick peep, quick poop in the backyard, nothing wrong with that. But leaving him alone in the yard for half an hour is not exercise. Dogs need physical exercise, they need mental stimulation. Now, I don't know the condition of your dog, the age of your dog, his physical capabilities, but every dog needs to walk. Some will walk longer, some will walk faster, but every dog needs to go out there, see the world, get some exercise, move around. So you'll be the best judge of how much your dog is able to handle. But please make sure that he goes out for walks at least twice a day. Three times is better. Also, take him to the dog park, let him run around, meet other dogs, be sociable, run off some of that excess energy. There are also classes in tracking, agility, fly ball. Again, a lot of it will depend on your dog's physical abilities, but there are plenty of other things you can do in addition to a walk. Mental stimulation, play hide and seek with him in the house. Put some treats in one of those treat toys and let him find them. Or find interactive toys that are challenging, different levels of complexity depending on, some dogs get it really quickly, some dogs don't. If for whatever reason you aren't able to do as much as you would like, then how about asking a friend or a neighbor, or get a dog walker, doggy daycare, anything like that, anything to help you out, because not everyone is physically able to take their dogs on the long walks that they need, or they, you know, they're off at work, they just don't have the time. But that's what dog walkers and doggy daycare centers are there for. Teach him some new tricks. I mean, you may have taught him sit and lie down before, but teach him again. That's also a way to keep his mind active. So I hope you found this tutorial helpful. Remember, just because your dog is jumping around doesn't mean that he's hyper. It probably just means that he's bored and understimulated. So remember, have a schedule, have everyone in the house stick to that schedule, take him out, have him meet his friends, play games with him, and you will see a huge difference in your dog's behavior. If you have any questions or you're not clear about something, click on the comments section at the bottom of this post and leave me a message, or you can contact me through the contact page at the top of this website. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the training, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.